91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another Cooking with Coach. Another week of Vail talking, rambling about football with, of course, Coach K. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to be back.
Back from a little four-day weekend for us students. Great, honestly needed for me. Homecoming dance on Saturday, but of course, for any of that, football Friday, football homecoming game against North Central, and of course, finally a victory from the Warren Central football team. Something that, as you just said earlier before we started the episode, well needed. So tell me about your thoughts about that game.
Well, I thought we played pretty well. We came out fast. I thought we were very physical. Forced a turnover on the opening possession. Offense went out and converted that. Forced a turnover on the second possession, and Javon Stark scooped and scored. We're out of the gate really quick at 14-0. Got to a 36-0 lead midway through the second quarter, and then I kind of thought our kids took their foot off the gas a little bit. We gave up a score right before half, made it 36-7. Had over 400 yards of offense. We moved the ball consistently, didn't finish some drives. They kicked a field goal, made it 40-something to 10. We finished with a great kickoff return by Kyron Williams, one of our junior wide receivers, for a touchdown. You know, so that's, we've had now two special teams touchdowns this year, one on a punt return, one on a kickoff return. We got our first defensive score Friday night, which is always fun when the defense puts it up. So I thought we played came out with a little bit better attitude, a little quicker start out of the gate. I didn't necessarily like the way we finished, and we're addressing that this week in practice. But a good first win for us. You know, we've had a couple tough ones. You know, lost a tough one up to Carroll and just didn't play well against Snyder, and they kind of took it to us. So we've got to find a way to get more consistent. Take control of the situations we can. We've got to find a way to sustain drives and not get down to the red zone like we did a couple times this week and stall out. Our kicking game in spurts is playing pretty well, and then the other times we have major let-ups, especially on our kickoff team. We're revamping some things on that. We can't kick it deep. We don't have Elijah Slybeck like we did last year where he could just kick it to the end zone and we didn't worry about it. We don't have that luxury this year, so we've got to come and be a little more creative. We're facing a team this week in Lawrence Central who's got a return man in Ahmad Duff, number one, who's just absolutely phenomenal athlete.
Duff has been great all 3 years that I've been watching.
Yeah, he's just phenomenal. You know, if he was on anybody else's team and I didn't have to coach against him, it'd be all right. But we got to coach against him. So we got to keep his touches down because he's a threat to take it to the house almost any time on a punt return or a kick return or anything like that. So we have to scheme to kind of solve that problem because he's dangerous.
Well said. And something I've seen on the field watching up close, it's a different feeling. But the offense was moving a lot more, and I've seen it. I'm trying to get plays to take pictures, and the offense is just always moving down and down. So tell me what you liked about that. Of course, it was a lot more smoother, I'd say. Offense was getting down, way more consistency, getting down the field, less issues, I'd say. Just all in all, less troubling, just making it down the field.
Yeah, we went back to our basics a little bit after the couple losses we suffered and try to find a way to simplify. I don't like the word simplify because we really didn't change anything, but make it so it's maybe less off some people's plates so they can handle things a little better. Our offensive line's been very consistent all year. Those five guys are phenomenal. We had one out last week, and Wayne Edwards, a senior, jumped in and handled it really, really well at center with Sean Ketchum being out. And so I thought they did a really good job. You know, we rushed for 300 yards. We threw for 170 yards. So we were a little more balanced than we've been. We've been pretty run-oriented the first 2 weeks, so that helps. You know, we threw a touchdown pass to Chaz Corley in the back of the end zone, and I thought our quarterback, Keith, ran the ball better. I thought he read the read option better and took off and ran it, and that's a different dynamic we haven't been getting much of here lately.
Definitely. And on the other side of the ball, like you said, the defense was there. Like you said, the score would, the North Central was at zero for almost until the whole half. So tell me about that, what you like.
Well, we forced three quick turnovers right out of the box. You know, we forced the fumble on the opening possession, the fumble on the second possession, and then after our second touchdown, I know it looked like an onside kick, but it really wasn't. He just missed the ball, and then we got a third one. So we got on him really quick, and then the offense took advantage of that. I just thought our defense played fast. You know, we gave up a couple pass plays that we can't do this week. Luter's their quarterback will hurt us. If we let guys get away from us on the deep ball like we did a couple times Friday night against North Central, their quarterback at LC, Bryson Luters, is really good, and it will be a problem for us on Friday night. They're very talented in their receivers. You know, they got 16, 12, 7, 4, 14, and then obviously Ahmad Duff at number one. And those guys are just phenomenal. So they got about six guys that are going to run in and out on us. They're throwing for about 200 yards a game, so they're real good at it. They're very consistent at it, and what they do very well.
Well said. And like me and my friend Jordan Williams talked about this earlier, the schedule is it's a very wonky football schedule. So y'all going, it's in and out, you know, home away. But it's more, it feels like it's more away now, rarely at home. So, of course, on the road, like you said, LC, I feel like LC and Warren is a little, every time I see the football games, it's a little back and forth game, always a fun watch in a competitive series. So getting them locked in into that, I know we talked about this a little last week too, but getting them locked in into that mindset of, you know, just keeping the, and also keeping the momentum rolling as, you know, one win, you got to keep, like we said earlier, a long season. Just keeping them locked in and trying to just keep up, like also what you said, the consistency. Mm-hmm. Just how is that? Just maintaining everything.
Well, you're spot on. I mean, we got to take it one week at a time. There's no sense in looking at 6 weeks down the road because we're not there yet. And you know, we're a third of the way through the regular season. We got 6 weeks left, five and a half now, and the regular season is over, and you're in the tournament. And so we got to find a way to, like you said, be more consistent, stay focused in the here and now, stay healthy. You know, we've got kids that are banged up and out sick and just things like that this week. And we got to find a way to stay healthy and take it one game at a time. It's a tough road match for us. And you alluded to our schedule. We're on the road this week and next, then we're home for one, then we're on the road for two more, and then we're home for another one, and then we're in the tournament. And that's kind of the way next year, looking at next year's schedule, we're on the road for the scrimmage with Avon, then we're at Fort Wayne Snyder, then we're at Warsaw, then we're at North Central. And then the last six games, five of them are at home. So it's just kind of the way the schedule balances out and when we can pick up games and non-conference games versus conference games. And so it's a tough schedule. You know, you got a really good LC team who I think is just as athletic as can be, and Will Patterson, their head coach, does a phenomenal job with them. And then you're on the road to Ben Davis, which they've got a great coaching staff, and some of my former coaches are still there, and they do a wonderful job, and, you know, they're currently ranked number one in the state. And then you get home with Pike, who's in a little bit of a rebuild, but will give us all kinds of problems. And then you're back on the road to LN, another East Side rivalry, who just knocked off LC Friday night, so that tells you how good they are. And then you go on the road to Carmel, who's always good. And then we finish with Christian Brothers, who scored 55 on Carmel 2 weeks ago. Jeez. So the schedule doesn't allow us any breaks, doesn't allow us to take a day off, doesn't allow us to relax. But we have to just focus in the moment and not worry about what's down the road.
Well said. And also, like you said, tough schedule, a lot of good teams beating other good teams. Eat or be eating world, but that's all from me, of course. Thank you, Coach, for always coming down. And good luck this week at LC, and that's all from me, like I said. Keep it here, 91.1 WEDM.